Last night I was at Teach Meet, Scottish Learning Festival 11, or TMSLF 11, as it was hashtagged on Twitter and elsewhere. As usual, this was a fascinating and stimulating event. As somebody who's been to all of the Scottish Learning Festival Teach Meets, I found it a particularly interesting one. It was organised, or the organisation was led by Olivia Weckelstein, and the compere was Jen Denberg. There seemed to be a completely, almost completely new set of organisers. None of the what I would think of as the old Teach Meet guard were involved, apart from David Noble, who seemed to be helping out, handling the sponsorship and dealing with the finances. It was particularly well organised, I think. It was very slick. We were moving between two different locations. Some round tables where the sort of entered the start, the relaxing and having a drink and a nibble, and was also used for round table discussions, and a space that was a lecture theatre for the presentations. I think this is a change from definitely a change from the original Everybody in the Pub Teach Meet, and made the presentation slightly more formal, I think. No less interesting than usual, but once you're in the lecture theatre, it's very much everybody's face in front and listening. I think all of the presentations were interesting and stimulating. I particularly liked the sort of presentation style of Cam Maxwell, who did, I think he started off to do 7 tools in 7 minutes and decided to do 5, but his presentation consisted of a screencast, which he then talked to and kept up with, so that there was a sort of nice, slight edginess. Will he keep up with it, or will it overtake him? Feel to the presentation. I really liked that. It was kicked off not by the usual, or what has become usual, Moby film, which I was quite pleased to see the back of. But we did have a short video sent by Ewan McIntosh, which was nicely sort of self-deprecating, and I thought gave a nice start to the evening. And the round tables, we broke in the middle and moved back to the sort of social space and had some round tables. I think this has been a nice addition to the Teach Meets. I enjoyed the one I was at. I'm hoping to hear from the rest. I did record the audio. I haven't listened to it yet, but Joe Deal, who's probably got a better quality recording than me, will also give me the recording, and I'll be able to chop up that and put it in EduTalk, and I think it'll be well worth listening to all the presentations. One of the things that slightly concerned me was that the number of people attending was very high, but the number of people down to present was rather lower, and there was a more than usual skewing away from classroom practitioners. There was more people like myself presenting. I'm not to say they didn't have anything interesting to say, but it was maybe going away from the original feel of Teach Meet, which was about practitioners, classroom practitioners, and maybe getting away from the grassroots a wee bit. I would be interested in seeing a Teach Meet where we went back to the old idea where if you turned up, you were expected to be ready to present something and willing to step forward. This time, everybody who wanted to got to talk, and I quite liked even the times I didn't get to speak, the idea that you turned up and you weren't sure whether you were going to get pulled out of the hat or the one-armed bandit or not. So anyway, I'm going to hope you'll listen to some of the other recordings from the different presentations over the next week or two as I post them up to EduTalk. And I was really pleased that Teach Meet continues to be interesting, stimulating and changing.